It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
From Hollywood to you.
Thank you for listening to us.
Ryan Seacrest.
Seacrest!
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
Good morning. How are you guys? Hi, Sissany.
Good morning.
Good to see you. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm halfway done with my coffee already. I don't know if that's a good sign or a bad sign.
It's a great sign. I can tell by the velocity of your speaking.
Here we go. I just like to pace myself, and I'm not really pacing myself.
But go for it. You know what? Live a little. Have a second cup.
Yeah, live a little.
All right.
So I'm having my coffee. Tanya, you having yours?
Yeah, I actually switched. I used my cold brew as cold today.
Yeah, that's usually heating it up.
I don't like it as much. I'm not going to lie.
But with the weather, it's better to have cold brew be cold brew.
Yeah,
you know? Not this early.
So what do you know about it? It's going to be a sturgeon moon, right?
Why I want to know about moon? This sturgeon moon.
I think sturgeon moon because it's named a long time ago, bunch of years ago, for the large number of sturgeon fish that they found in the Great Lakes this time of year. So they called it the sturgeon moon. But more interesting, like what it means. Look at the moon. It's really amazing, right? This could be a low, close moon. You look at the moon, it illuminates the sky, casts shadows, right? You can see shadows of trees with the full moon. That's always fascinating to me, to be out at night and see the shadow of a tree. Right? Or shadow of a car because of the moon. So anyway, they say with this moon, it's going to beam to you some stuff. It's going to beam adventure. Beams out a lot of adventure.
Okay.
This sturgeon moon, it's coming tonight. It beams out rebellion. The sturgeon moon.
Okay.
Beams out a lot of rebellion. And it beams out forward thinking.
Yeah.
So it's a mixed message moon.
Yeah.
It's like, in my opinion.
It's like rebel, but also think about the future.
Yeah. And have a little adventure while you're out there. It's kind of covered all of its bases.
I like it.
So what do we got this morning?
We've got I have something for you guys.
What do you have?
So remember how I did that Margot Robbie report?
Okay. Do we have gifts with pink bows?
By the way, Taylor Swift tickets after 8 this morning.
Oh my gosh, this seems excessive.
So what happened? Oh yes, she did a trending report where Margot Robbie brought gifts
to Ryan
Gosling every day they shot Barbie.
Now
she brought us gifts every day? Well, this is the first day, but she wanted to bring us gifts every day. Inspired by Margot Robbie doing that. But it's all wrapped up and packaged, too?
Yeah, I got you guys the same thing.
Oh, you got us an invisible fanny pack to take to see Taylor Swift, but we don't have tickets.
Exactly. It's a clear bag.
She's trying to manifest that somehow we're going to get tickets to go see Taylor.
I have tickets. I'm going.
You have your...
Yeah.
You have tickets?
I'm going.
Why wouldn't you give those to give away?
Sorry. Why would these are my tickets.
She's taking the tickets.
I've had my tickets.
She's taking the tickets. Bro, and we could have given tickets. Those away.
This is a show of a lifetime.
Yeah.
Are you going, Tanya?
Yeah, bro.
You got tickets?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, my gosh.
So you got me a fanny pack without tickets.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I'll take it to the iHeartRadio Music Festival.
This is very, very kind of you. Thank you so much. These are really cute.
Thank you. You're welcome. Sissany.
Well, you're kind of rubbing it in my face that you're going to the concert and you got me the fanny pack with no tickets. I actually will wear it to the iHeartRadio Music Festival.
Okay, great. Cute.
I'm hosting. And thank you very much, but please don't do this every day.
I wasn't going to do it every day just when the thought arises.
That's what Margot Robbie did. Well, that's not what Margot Robbie did. Margot Robbie brought Ryan Gosling a gift every day of shooting.
I know, but we don't know exactly how many days they shot together.
Wasn't my trending report. I do have a trending report about Charlie Puth I got to share with you later.
What?
I mean, it was all up in my face. I got to share it with you. Yes, 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 yes. Came to my feed, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to trend a trend.
Oh, it was on Instagram?
It just came on my phone as a news item. You know, I hit the news icon and it just like gives me stuff.
You love those.
Well, I'm going to trend a report to your trending report.
Okay.
Do you have a trending report later?
Yes, I do.
It's going to be a doubleheader.
Okay. It's going to get bumped. Yeah,
no, it's still going to happen, but we're going to give two for it's going to be a two for one.
Wow.
It's going to be a doubleheader. All right. So what are we going to do? We got a second date update this morning. So interesting. The stuff that happens when dating here. In Southern California. So that's 7:20. They met at a college graduation. They went on a great date. One of the things that struck me is somebody cooked somebody dinner and then no response. Like a home-cooked dinner date, one of the most romantic things one can do. We're going to talk about that.
Something happened.
Well, we're going to find out.
She must have not liked the food and he was offended. Well, or she was offended.
You can't judge the quality of the food. It's about the magic of the effort.
Someone was offended.
Well, I don't know. 7:20. So later this morning, you know, we're giving away these Taylor Swift tickets in just a little bit. But I saw this cool article on Axios, and I had the writers come on today. They're going to talk to us. They wrote an article about the economy being run on girl power, and they hone in on a couple things, the Barbie success as well as the Taylor Swift Eras Tour success. But some interesting things about how and why right now both of those are really big. And it's a man and a woman who wrote the article. But I thought it was fascinating because we're talking about all the Taylor success right now. Fans are buying hotel rooms and merch and they're dining out. They're hitting local museums in these different cities. And there's just a real economy water level raise, especially with that Taylor tour.
Absolutely.
And they've got some interesting timing things as to why we've never seen something like this before.
And the Beyonce tour is right behind that right now.
She's saying that's going to be another one, right?
Exactly.
So we'll talk to them, Axios writers, Emily and Felix, a little bit later this morning. I could never be a writer. Gosh, can you imagine writing?
It's a lot of pressure.
I can't even read the notes I write for this show. You know, like I'll look down at something I made a note about and I'm like, what did I just write? And putting sentences together in any sort of thoughtful way that make any smooth sense, just not good at it.
They write the way I think, so it's not very correct.
Well, even when I try and write a formal email, it's a disaster. I'm like, dot, dot, dot.
Yeah, I have so many comma, dot, comma, dot, comma. Dot, dot, dot. Like,
I don't know sentence structure anymore.
Exactly.
Nyssa, how are you in Westminster?
Hi, good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Well, it sounds like you're doing better. You totally gave it up, huh? You said, no more, I'm done, and I'm a better, happier person. Is that right?
Yeah, you know, not by my own desire, I wouldn't say, but definitely through Lent. Yeah, it all fell together.
So you gave up road rage, and you're a happier human.
Yes, I gave it up
through Lent
just by chance, and it was literally the best decision I ever made.
How do you give up road rage? What were you doing that you no longer do?
Well, I do Lent every year, and I had given up chocolate and soda, and I was like, you know, let's do something new. And I'm newer to SoCal. So I was like, oh, yeah, you know, this is a really bad habit I have of, like, raging out and getting mad and, you know, embarrassed to say, but one time, you know, like me and a Tesla kind of got into it, and I was like, yeah, this has to stop. This, like, this is not healthy. This is not healthy going into work with this spirit in me.
It's just not, just not a safe idea. You don't know who you're dealing with and what they might do in these times, you know? And that Tesla thinks on its own. I wouldn't mess with that thing, right? I think like a transformer.
It doesn't stand a chance.
Well, I think, but, I mean, giving up chocolate or giving up soda, I think are great. This seems like a better thing for everybody that you gave up road rage.
No, it was incredible. Like, I was literally on my way to Krispy Kreme, and it, like, you know, like with Lent, I don't know if you've ever done it, but, like, you know, you don't always remember, and it, like, kind of kicks in, like, halfway into eating the chocolate bar. And so, like, I'm, like, at the light, about to turn left, and I could have made the light. I surely didn't. And I was, like, so mad. And I'm like, why am I mad? I'm on my way to get donuts. Like,
right. You're on your way to Krispy Kreme. What a pleasure. What a luxury. Here we are in Southern California. You're going to go have donuts. Come on. Fine.
And
good. Life is okay.
In context, like, you know, if I was on my way to work, I wouldn't have seen it as clearly. But, you know, I was on my way to, like, go get something delicious. And it, like, I remembered, like, I had given it up. And I was like, oh my gosh, I can't be mad. And I literally just started laughing, and I, like, trained myself just to be happy when people do mean things to me on the road, or what I would have defined
as choice. And happiness is a choice.
Exactly. And you don't really realize that until, like, something makes you. So I don't know. Well, I just feel blessed.
I think everybody listening is happy that you gave up road rage for Lent.
Yeah,
and thank you so much for listening.
Like, yeah, no problem. Thank you, guys.
Big hugs, Vanessa. All right. Thank you for listening to it. All right, bye.
All right, take care. Bye.
It is a waste. I mean, guilty of it too, right? Somebody does something like, it's amazing how, like, you'll scream whatever you'll scream about something that's really, in the grand scheme, not a big deal at all. So now I'm thinking about Krispy Kremes.
They just
sort of melt in your mouth and dissolve on your tongue, don't they? They just disintegrate in your mouth in a way that's so special.
The glaze.
Yeah. It's a blanket of glaze.
It's the glaze that just dissolves on your tongue.
All right.
Okay. ASMR.
Your morning hack is next. This time of year, the car is hot. So a couple tips you should think about when you're getting into the parked car before you get going. So this is when you park, actually. Turn the steering wheel 180 degrees. So when you get back to the car, it will be cooler where your hands actually go.
I always forget about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you turn, and then when you go 10 and 2, it's good. Buckle your seatbelt so that buckle doesn't get so hot. If you cross it over and buckle it, it won't be so hot where it normally sits. Let's see. Only roll down the driver and passenger windows. The cross breeze is stronger than having all of the windows down. Try one or all three of those.
Makes sense.
Beat the heat. Today's quote. You can edit your story at any time. You really are in control of your story. You can make that edit at any time.
That's true.
Yeah, Kiss FM this morning. Headlines with Sissany.
Well, Hollywood was hit with some sad news yesterday as we found out that Angus Cloud, the actor best known for playing Fez O'Neill on Euphoria, died at the age of 25. He reportedly passed away at his family's home in Oakland. An official cause of death was not immediately confirmed. We also learned that actor Paul Reubens, best known for playing the character Pee-wee Herman in television and film, died at the age of 70 after a six-year struggle with cancer that he kept private. An invasive insect species recently discovered in LA County has prompted health officials to put a portion of the Santa Clarita Valley under quarantine. But it's not a don't leave your house quarantine. It's more of a quarantine for produce. Residents should not move any fruits and vegetables from their property. Yeah, the fruit fly related quarantine is the first of its kind in the Western Hemisphere. And thousands of students in San Bernardino were back to school yesterday. The San Bernardino Unified School District started the new school year with several changes in place, including different start times and a new superintendent.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
All right. The back room, you should know. There's the back room. It's always active, always working right there. It's Michaela. I got Ruby. She's working the phones. And Mediana stepped into the main studio from the back room. Great job back there. Thank you for all of the hours, early hours you guys put in back there. And the show that you do that we can't hear talking about us doing the show. Love to hear that one day.
Love
There's Michaela laughing at that. All right, so, Mariana, the guy, just give us the headline of this guy and what he asked.
So, I've been knowing him for a very long time. We've been friends, but we've never kind of like took it further than that.
Right.
And he invited me out on a trip to Arizona this past weekend. And so I didn't know if I should go, but anyway, I ended up going, and I mean, it was fun. It was very adventurous. He rented us UTVs, which was really fun. It was so hot though, but
ATVs?
Yeah.
I love those.
Yeah. It was so fun.
Wait, so what was the premise of the going to Arizona? What was the headline of why you went?
He just like randomly invited me. He texted me and he was like, hey, I know we
haven't
talked.
Meet me there? Did you drive together?
No, we drove together. He picked me up and then we drove there.
Did you stop to eat anywhere?
No, we didn't stop to eat anything.
Did you listen to Kiss or music? Or tapes of this show?
We did.
Tapes of this show?
Totally didn't tell him because then he's going to listen in the morning.
Right. How was the conversation on a road trip?
It was fun. I mean, we've known each other for a very long time. It was easy. Like, we were talking the whole time. It wasn't awkward or anything. I think it went by really fast.
Okay.
So is he now a romantic person in your life or not?
That's what I don't know because we've been friends for so long. So I'm like, I don't know if I want to break that bond, but...
No. Was there anything romancing that happened over the trip?
I have to imagine there was.
Yeah, but not like super.
Not super romantic.
Yeah, not super, which is good because I don't want him to...
So he played it cool then. He was a good dude.
Yeah, he played it really cool. We were supposed to go watch the fight one of the nights and... I didn't get ready on time, but I didn't know at what time it was, and he didn't rush me. Like
that's a really.
Yeah,
I like him.
I was like, oh, what time are we supposed to be heading out? He's like, I'm watching a fight on my phone. I'm like, why didn't you tell me like that?
Well, you guys had your first fight about the fight.
But he was like, oh, it's fine. You were getting ready. I didn't want to bother you. I'm like,
oh, he's considerate. Okay. Nice.
But also, he could have communicated.
Right. Yeah,
can we hurry it up a little? The game, the fight started.
So how did it then end? And what do you want it to be going forward?
I'm like confused at this point because I don't know. I'm assuming he wants to be more than friends, but I don't know if I want to break that bond.
What was the bedtime situation?
We fell asleep super quick. So, like, it wasn't awkward. At first, I was a little bit awkward about it, but we just went to sleep.
Did you guys kiss?
No, we didn't kiss. Yeah.
Did you want to kiss?
Like, I don't know if I did. That's why I'm like, I don't know how I feel about this.
So we're basically in the same place we were before you went to Arizona.
Basically.
And what kind of progress did we make here? None.
Basically.
How can I help if we don't make any progress?
I mean, he did send me a TikTok that said that daily reminder that traveling relationships should be 50-50. I booked the flights and hotel and you bring yourself your lip gloss and post my arm on your story. I'm like,
what?
I'm like, what? Like, are you trying to be in a relationship with me or like I'm just confused because you didn't make a move.
So it's like
did you set up another date?
Not yet, no. We haven't talked about another date.
So you wanted him to make more of an effort.
Kind of, just so I wasn't confused. So,
right, just there was clarity.
Okay.
She could have said no or yes.
Yeah,
but at least
like
she knows she'd
like,
have a path.
Yeah, it's like he didn't want to push his boundaries, but she wanted him to make a move. It's like the communication.
It's like he also can't win. He didn't like rush her to go somewhere, but at the same time, he wasn't clear about the timing.
But these are the things you learn in the beginning of a relationship. It's just, I like that it's kind of going slow.
Yeah, that too. I can't be mad at it, you know?
So. Yeah.
Why don't you ask him to hang out?
Maybe I should.
Why don't you make the first move and pounce on
him? Why don't you make a move? There's Sisney's advice. Why don't you make the next move and do what you want to do?
Yeah, I'm going to do that next
time. Take control of the situation.
Mm-hmm. Take charge.
Yeah, because, you know, he took me on this trip. I feel like I got the next one.
Yeah, just say, there you go. And we'll forward you some...
ideas?
Show them how you do it.
Yeah. Take control, ask them out, and then decide what you want to do and see how it goes.
I'll take the lead.
Exactly.
I have not heard the word pounce in a long time. Thank you for that.
You knew exactly what I was talking about, right?
If you are interested in dating or interested in not dating, listen to this second date update right now. Joseph writes to us. that he met this sweet girl, he says in an email, at a friend's college graduation. They swapped numbers and they went to golf and stuff. First date. Golf and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But they have arcade and bumper cars and stuff, right? Joseph, are you there?
Yeah, sorry. I'm here. Yes, they do. Yeah.
Okay.
We did the bumper cars and go-karts.
You did the stuff. All right.
Yeah.
All right. So you go to golf and stuff and do all the golf and the stuff. And then the second date was at your place. I loved this. You made her dinner?
Yeah, I made her enchiladas, and they actually turned out, like, really well.
Did you red sauce, green sauce?
Honestly, red sauce, I kind of just followed the recipe. I've only made them, like, one other time, but I'm glad that they turned out well.
Enchiladas, like, rests my heart, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, puts me at ease on a date if I'm over at your place. So that all seems great. What happened after that?
I don't know. I thought we had a great rest of the night, and then she left my place, and it just seems like she's been blowing me off ever since. I haven't heard back from her. She won't reply to my texts or anything.
But did she enjoy the meal? Was she grateful? Was she thankful? Were you thoughtful? Like, what was the tone of the evening after the enchiladas?
Yeah.
No, I mean, she's really sweet. Like, she, like, said, oh, my God, this is so good, and, like, she thanked me, and, like, afterwards, she had to get up early for work, so, like, it was already kind of plan that, you know, she was going to leave and all of that. So I gave her a hug goodbye, and like it all seemed very normal, like nothing, you know, stood out where like that was a weird vibe or
so
anything.
You felt like it was what you had planned. Have you kissed her?
No, not yet.
And now has she sent you any sort of text? Have you what has been the communication since?
I text her the next day. Just, you know, normal, had fun last night, all that, and she never replied. So, like I said, I text her again and was like, hey, do you want to make plans? I'm free this day. And she hasn't, I didn't reply to that. So I was like, maybe my texts aren't going through. So the next day I tried calling her, and it ended up just going to voicemail, and just nothing. She hasn't reached out to me at all.
Okay, hold on for 1 second. Gonna get her name, gonna get her number, gonna call her, gonna find out what's up. Hold on 1 second there, Joseph. Any hunches here, Sissany?
It sounds like something went wrong after the enchiladas.
Right, but that's, I love a homemade dinner date. Love it.
I do too.
Either something was said that rubbed her the wrong way.
But at least, like, say, thanks for dinner, but I don't see anything with or something.
Or something in his home.
Maybe that.
Like a picture of somebody else?
Who knows?
Let's come back.
She sounds offended.
All right, let's come. We haven't even met her. How does she sound
offended?
I don't
know. This is just my hunch.
Speculation. That's what we do here. So Joseph is online. Joseph, I'm going to be very quiet. I've got Leah. She's agreed to come on. We're going to talk to her. You'll be able to hear us, but just don't say anything, okay? Let's see if we can find out about why she blew you off.
All right, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Leah, thank you so much for holding on. You're on the air with myself, Ryan, and Tanya, and Sissany here on Kiss FM.
Good morning.
Hi.
So we're calling about a guy that you went out with a couple times named Joseph. Does that sound familiar?
Okay.
Tell us about Joseph. What'd you like about him?
We went on two dates. You know, he's not my vibe.
So what was it about specifically the second date that made you determine after two dates, he's not your vibe? What happened?
It's sort of none of my business, you know, but like, I thought his priorities were like kind of weird.
His priorities are weird?
Well, yeah. I mean, he lives in this like...
Yeah.
He lives in this like tiny studio apartment, and it's like tiny, like it's a kitchen and a bathroom and a futon, and like that is it.
Okay. Well, you sound anxious about that, or a little, you know, frustrated by it.
Well, I mean, like,
I mean, rent's expensive in LA.
Well, yeah, no, yeah, and the thing is, like, it wouldn't be that weird. Like, I get it. But, like, he drives a Porsche. So, like, how do you spend that much on a car and that little on your apartment? Like, it just seems weird to me. Like, I don't get it.
I get what you're saying.
So,
okay, well, what is it, Leah, that you think when you think about the fact that he's got a tiny apartment but drives an expensive car? Like, what does that make you think?
Like, I just wouldn't want to live in a dump but have really nice stuff. Like, I would want to
so
live
his priorities
somewhere.
Are out of order.
Yeah, like, he
maybe
cares more about what people see him as on the streets versus
how he's treating himself.
Correct.
Exactly.
Is that what your theory was, Tanya?
That's what I think, yeah.
So, Leah, thank you for your... Go ahead.
No, it's like, it's none of my business, you know? But, like, I don't really want to live like that, so I don't really know.
I think you're kind of putting the horse before the carriage a little bit. Like, you just... did I say that backwards? Mm-hmm. You're putting the carriage before the horse.
I got what you were saying.
I was going to say cart, but you said carriage. There,
what I'm trying to say is, like, you're jumping the gun here a little bit. Like, you're already kind of seeing, like, marriage, and you're moving in with him into the studio apartment, and, like... Give it a chance.
But I understand what you're saying about maybe the priority is off,
and,
right?
And like, I totally
and
get it.
A conversation with him, and if you actually do end up liking him and then building a relationship, all of that can change, you know, okay, you actually do enjoy each other's company.
Leah, I'm going to tell you that we have him listening to this now, and I need to just bring him in because I need to know. Joseph, what is your reaction to hearing about this, and what's the deal with the Porsche?
I can actually completely explain that. That makes so much sense. So I sell real estate, and my clients see my car. They don't see my apartment.
And they spend
there'll
more.
Be times that I give, yeah, there'll be times that I give my clients like rides to different houses. So I kind of need the nice car to be like, look, you could afford this too.
I gotta
tell you, you know what? Honestly, Joseph, when I first moved here, I was living in Burbank and splitting a bedroom, Leah, with a dude because I was paying, splitting the rent. And I went and bought like matching.
What are you going to say right now?
Checkered colored shirts with matching Gap jeans, like burgundy and burgundy and green and green, because I would wear those to meetings thinking that I was going to make a good first impression. It was a little different, mm-hmm. but I do remember thinking to myself, I wanted to convey something more than I was at that point.
Everyone likes to have something nice to feel good or present themselves in the best light.
Like fake it till you make it,
kind of.
No, exactly. So if they think I'm successful, they'll buy a house for me. And I'm actually doing like pretty good. I'm actually saving to buy myself a house right now.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like See? It, Leah. I like it. Does it change your mind at all, Leah, about Joseph?
I mean, like, that does make sense. A Porsche seems really extravagant. That does make sense.
All right. There you have it.
I don't know.
I had a blast on our dates, and...
Let's go out again.
I would love to go on another. I mean, we could start over if you want. You're so much fun, and I just want to hang out again.
Yes. Honestly, I really did have fun too. So.
love this so much.
okay.
Okay, great. We're going to go. All bye, guys. Right. Good luck. Congratulations.
See?
But, you know, speaking of the car, I also remember when I was working at what is now Alt 98.7 at Star back in the day, when I could first afford like big rims on my car. I put rims on my car because I wanted to like have a cool looking wheel.
I get it.
You know, like I just think that, so what? I like Joseph.
I do too.
Yeah, he really flipped me, honestly.
Plus,
at first,
he sounds like a good, and he's like, we're hustling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
On air. On air with Ryan Seacrest.
Time for Kiss FM on air with Ryan Seacrest to give you tickets to go see Taylor Swift. SoFi Stadium, 6-night run. SoFi Stadium kicks off on Thursday. Got your tickets every morning this week. To win, it's very simple. Hope your phone is ready.
Yeah.
Hope you know the number. 1-800-520-1027. Get ready to send. It's very simple. We've taken the chorus of a Taylor song, and we have reversed it.
Fun.
We flipped it. And to make it a little more difficult, I'm only going to play it once.
Oh my gosh, that is so hard.
And it's just any song. Are we going to name the song?
Can we give the era?
I'm not giving era. No era. You're going to...
Wow,
you're
gonna, just trying to help
gonna,
you guys
when
out.
You win these, you're going to really win these. All right? Gonna only play it one time.
One time? That's the, not fair
the
for
chorus
them.
Chorus of a Taylor... Guys, you knew what was coming all morning. All right?
Who knows? It could be easy.
Got here at 5:08.
Tanya,
you got here at 5:17. Mm. I mean, I know. All right? We could have changed it, but no one wanted to change it back then. So here we are.
Didn't know we were
and
keeping
it's
going
to be great. Always keeping tabs. Oh, it's going to be a good one. But when will I play it?
Now.
I just want to give everybody a chance to get ready. So, I tell you about Charlie Puth's workouts yet? I'm going to do that later.
No, but I'm really intrigued. At this point, I might just Google it myself.
Charlie Puth and his workout routine up in my face. It's a trending report I've got coming up. Tony, you won two later?
I do. It's about Travis Scott.
So, it's a double header trending report.
Wow.
All right. Here we go. You ready?
The battle of the trendings.
And later this
morning. Oh, yeah. Just, you can say which one you like better.
Oh, don't make me choose, guys.
This is the only contest we're playing right now.
Make Tubbs choose.
All right. Here we go. Listen very carefully. I'm playing 3, 2. No, don't say anything. I'm not playing it again, Tanya. That's it.
I had it for like a second, and then it escapes me.
Somebody knows right now. They've got it. Call me. You will win Taylor Swift tickets. 1-800-520-1027.
What if no one gets it?
Here's the thing. If they were smart, they would have voice noted when Ryan played it on the radio and then just listened back. Because I think if I heard it a couple more times, I could get it.
So meaning my stalling could have helped somebody out while I said it's coming.
Correct.
Wink, wink. So here we go. To win right now, it's very simple. We've taken the chorus of a Taylor song and we have reversed it. I played it just a second ago. Looking for caller 102 right now. If you get it right, you win. If not, we keep going. I'm going to play it one more time. Here it is.
Name that Taylor tune.
Isabella and Fullerton, good morning. Can you name that Taylor song?
Red?
Is it Red? No, it's not. Oh, I'm so bummed. Thank you for trying, though. Okay, a little late there. Okay, Ari on the line. Ari in Pasadena. How are you in Pasadena this morning, Ari?
I'm doing great. Really nervous.
I know. I get it. This is not the easiest one, but do you have a guess? What Taylor song is it?
We Are Never Getting Back Together?
It is not. No. Sorry, Ari. Thank you very much for listening to us.
I could see that, though. I could see that.
The sound.
It's very hard.
High of 89 in Pasadena today.
Okay. Thank you. West LA, stand by for the high there. Samuel in West LA. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing okay. Kind of nervous.
What are you up to right now, Samuel, before you might win these tickets?
I'm actually in the car waiting to go into work.
What do you do for work?
I work for a facility, one of those like warehouses.
Got it. Okay. Well, before you get in there, what's your guess? What Taylor song is it?
I want to say Bad Blood.
Is it Bad Blood in reverse? No, it's not. Sam, good luck at work today. Going to Los Angeles. Nicole, not easy to win these Taylor Swift tickets this morning. I blame Tanya.
Wasn't this your idea?
I thought this was her game idea.
No, I couldn't even get this.
All right, Nicole, good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. So are we. We're ready to give away these tickets. Do you know what song that was backwards?
Blank Space.
For the Taylor Swift tickets, was it Blank Space?
Oh, my gosh.
We're going through the catalog here. Taylor Swift tickets. We played it backwards a second ago. If you missed it, I will play it once we get the winner one more time.
It's so Chandy. Crazy. A lot of guesses for her 1989 album. That's interesting.
A lot for Red, too.
Chandy in Van Nuys. Good morning. How are you, Chandy?
Hi. I'm actually shaking right now. I just woke up like 20 minutes ago.
Oh, what
so
a dream.
Sorry to put the pressure on. Okay, well, we're into yeah. it. Good morning. Here we go. Do you know which Taylor song that was backwards to win the tickets?
All You Had to Do Was Stay.
Is that correct? No.
Oh.
Calls are coming in a lot, though. Somebody's going to get this.
One of my favorite songs, though.
That's good.
All right. So here we are with Kelsey now. Kelsey, you're in North Hollywood this morning?
Yes.
Great. Thank you for listening to us. So you heard me play the Taylor song backwards. Do you know which one it is?
My guess is 22.
For Taylor Swift tickets. Is the song 22? Congratulations! It is! You're going to see Taylor Swift! Kelsey, you did it!
Kelsey in North Hollywood, gosh. You're going to Taylor Swift.
Because you heard this. And you knew it was this. Because you're that good, Kelsey. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So where are you? When? Who's with you?
I'm literally at work in the back office.
And does everybody know what's happening?
Well, they're about to.
How excited are you?
Woo! I am so excited. This is so many years in the making.
Well, you did a great job. That was not easy. You heard a lot of calls were really close, going for it, but didn't get it. And you got it with 22.
I feel like you're going to have to dress in the Red era in honor of winning.
That's a good idea. That's a great idea.
Well, Kelsey, we appreciate you listening to Kiss FM. Enjoy the show. You are going to see Taylor Swift at SoFi Stadium.
Woo!
Yeah. More tickets for you to win live tomorrow morning on Kiss.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
So keeping up with technology and AI is a full-time job. This is now something that Sisney just told us about called NPCs, non-playable characters. Non-playable in a game? Is that what the play part is?
There's like...
do you understand it?
Me?
I'm borderline because I was.
Well, does Easton understand that he's a gamer?
After watching so many of these videos, I was literally was like, "How do these people make $7,000 a day?" Because
a day.
Wait till you hear what they're doing. By the way, just
girl.
For Mark, does Easton do
so
this
let's
to
go
see
back a little
guy?
Bit?
No, see, maybe, so.
It seems like something he'd be doing.
So NPCs. He might know about this. So NPCs, non-playable character live streams are currently all the rage right now. And this is in large part to creators like Pinky Doll. Okay, so let's roll with Pinky Doll.
I can't.
So Pinky Doll is making serious money on TikTok.
Training report coming.
Okay, so let's say she's claiming back in January that she's making over $7,000 a day.
A day.
And that's she is acting that. As a non-playable video game character. Basically, when you're playing video games, you'll run into other people along the way, like a guy walking down the street or a woman in a coffee shop. Or you bump into them and they say like three or four things. And this is the idea behind this trend. And so this is all she does in her live streams. And it's very weird, in my opinion. But I'll just play you some of the audio.
I'm just confused. This game. So are they like in Roblox or like what is this? It's not a game.
It's just live streams. It's just like watch. Just listen.
Watch. Hey, I feel so good. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh, thank you, VC. You got me feeling like a queen, huh? Thank you, Shelby. Fire, okay. fire, fire, fire.
This
fire.
Does not clear anything
ooh.
Up.
Gang, gang. Gang, gang. Ice cream, so good. Fire.
What is she reacting to, Sissany?
She's in like, let's say she's like in her kitchen right now, and she's moving so slowly. She's moving like almost like a really weird, boxy, robotic video game character, and she does this over and over in these live streams.
Well, how does she make the money? Where's the money come from?
What are people paying for?
Basically, she's reacting to gifts from viewers. People pay her. They're giving her gifts. Like, people just like give her, they send her money gifts.
And well, this why is are they wasting their money on that?
Oh, you'd be surprised. Each of these gifts cost money, and then she gets a piece of that.
Dude. Do the people who are giving her the money know that they're giving her money?
I am fascinated by the whole thing. It blows my mind. This is just the world that we live in.
So is based, Pinky Doll, though, is she a person?
She's
like
a
doing
person.
This?
Yes,
so she's in her room going, tastes so good. Bing, bing.
Ice cream, popcorn. I can do that for all day.
This is exactly my point.
So by the way, you said she makes $7,000 a day. If she does that every day, it's $2.5+ million a year.
Girls making the dough.
Why don't we just make this show? Ha ha.
Right. Tastes so good.
I love ice cream. Easton, does he understand this, Mark?
He does not, actually. I just checked with him.
He's a resident gamer.
I don't think this is a game.
It's not. But I felt like this is something my 1840 engineer would be doing.
It's not. It's so crazy.
Can I tell you something about this report? I still have no idea what we're talking about.
Where do you watch it?
An easier way for somebody to tell
TikTok.
Me.
Oh, you watch on
feed,
TikTok.
Mm-hmm. On Pinky Doll feed.
TikTok streams.
So it's a live stream on TikTok.
I said that.
You know, we have a podcast. We can listen, both of us should listen to this later today.
re-listen to it.
Okay. Well, Pinky Doll. Do we want to talk to her in real life and ask her
how she's
full? Like, to me, this is like, you're kind of tricking people, aren't you? Like, do they know what they're doing?
Yes, they know what they're doing. You know what you're doing when you're sending somebody a sundae.
I don't know.
And all you have to do is, react to it?
It's so insane. The gifts that cost money, though, is what blows my mind. It's like how she makes the money. I want to know about that.
Well, why don't one of y'all try it?
I'm down. If someone tells me how...
I don't have time for this.
Sissany, give her the page.
Send me the page.
Send her the report. We've got a sturgeon moon tonight. Full moon. All right. Very close. The moon will be beaming adventure to you, rebellion, and forward thinking, FYI. See how that plays into the context of what you're doing in your life right now. You guys know Charlie? Charlie, good morning. Thanks for calling in here at Kiss FM. How are you, Charlie?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Super good, Charlie. So I'm just going to read what it says here. The call screen says, my friend brings her younger sister everywhere. What does that mean?
Aw.
Yeah, well, it's not really aw, to be honest.
Oh, why not?
I had a friend of mine that has a younger sister. She's a lot younger than us. We're all 25, and she is 9 years old. And she brings her sister to everything we do. It's very annoying. Okay. And, you know, I think it's nice that she's so close to her sister, but she literally brings her to everything our friends do, to our hangouts, dinner parties, when we go out to eat. And last weekend, we went to the movies. We saw the Barbie movie, and she brought her. Literally all the time. And the rest of my friends feel the same way I do, but we don't know how to handle the situation. We don't want to be mean, and we don't want to tell her she can't bring her sister anymore because, you know, obviously if they're really close, and we don't want to be rude about it. But I just want to know the best way to bring this up to her.
What's your guidance on this, Sissany?
Well, what is the issue with the little sister? Is she annoying, or is she... Does she bug you guys?
It's not that she's annoying, but when we're all in our 20s and she's 9 years old, it's a little...
It just throws off the dynamic a little bit.
Yeah, you have to, like, watch your tongue. Yeah.
I don't know that you do, because she's the one that's bringing her sister around, so she...
But they don't feel comfortable.
I get it.
This happens to me with my friends who have kids, and sometimes I ask, is this an adult lunch or not an adult lunch? Like, I'll ask because I don't know what to expect.
But I feel like she's already putting herself in that situation by bringing her little sister. So her little sister's being exposed to this older environment by her choice. I was this little sister, not by 16 years, but by 8 to 10 years, because my sister's 8 years older than me.
But 16 years is so different.
It is a big difference. But I grew up this way. I was always the younger one by either 8 to 12 years. Because if she had older friends that were older, I was always the younger one by almost a decade.
But I think it's fine since she's 9, Charlie, for you and your friend group to go, are you rolling solo? Are you going to bring a little sister? Maybe just by asking the question, that might cue your friend to go, oh, you know what? Let's just us hang this time. You know?
Yeah, because we feel like a lot of times we have to watch what we say because she's so young. And then also, it's not that we're always trying to party and always trying to drink. But, you know, it feels weird to be drinking around a 9-year-old.
It's fair to have an adult swim.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
I don't know. I think you can still act the way you want to act, and it's on her for bringing her little sister.
I have had my friends say to me, don't worry, we're not bringing all of our kids today. You know,
that's so it's different when it's your kid, though, because that's like a different dynamic of a relationship. When it's a sister.
It's the same, though. When it's somebody that's that much younger, that's like, it's the same.
Adult swim, Charlie. Not all the time, but blow the whistle here.
Yeah, I think you just have to ask before. But then, like, that kind of sucks.
Yeah, I don't want to, you know, ruin the friendship at all, but I, you know.
I don't see an issue with it. But
well, Sisney
I'm
would
biased.
Like to, Sisney wants to come with you guys.
Yeah, I'm down. I'll hang with her.
Thank you, Charlie. Good luck.
Thank you.
Fine, but not maybe every time, right? And if it's on the friend group's mind, just address
it. I don't know. I think me hanging out with my older sister and all of her friends made me who I am and made me
but
so
she's
confident.
Like a kid.
I was
and
a kid.
And they're 20.
They were all over 10 years older than me when I hung out. My sister brought me everywhere. She brought me to high school parties when I was like 8 years old. Like,
we'll see what happened.
We'll see. But I'm just telling you, like, I don't regret any of it. It made me who I am. So to each their own.
All right. Charlie, I just love that he calls us for that advice.
Yeah, I know.
You know, that's kind of is just the sweet part is that he trusts us enough to call us before he talks to his friend group about that situation. So we do have Taylor Swift tickets. We are giving away those Taylor Swift tickets for you every single morning till she gets here at SoFi Stadium on Thursday. And another shot for you to win those Taylor Swift tickets again tomorrow. But on my phone, in my feed, there was an article that came up that I found very interesting and fascinating because we've been talking about the success of both Barbie and the Taylor Swift economies, right? The Barbie economy, the Taylor Swift economy. It's more than just a movie. It's more than just a tour. And why? Like, why is it now? What's happening in the world? What are the different factors at play that are making this shift, literally, economies across the country? So I read this great article in Axios. Emily Peck and Felix Salmon, both on the line with us, who co-wrote the article. Felix and Emily, thanks for coming on.
Hey, great to
be here. Happy to be here.
I was just blown away. I mean, I guess I was blown away because we knew something was at play here, but I was really fascinated at the nuances of the different variables here working for both the Taylor Swift tour and the Barbie movie. What struck you most about why this tour and why this movie are shifting the economy a little bit?
Well, for me, the Taylor Swift tour really highlights something new in the economy, which is remote work, which is hybrid work, because people now can be at home or anywhere really on Mondays and Fridays. They can really dig in and make a one night concert into a big event, a big 2-night, 3-night event, right? They can go out of town. They could see a concert. They could see Taylor anywhere in the country, book a hotel room and spend a whole lot more money than maybe they would have in the pre-pandemic times, right? And that really is boosting the economy, as unbelievable as it might sound.
And it makes a lot of sense because there's less pressure to, you know, not be able to leave town or, you know, have to go to bed early because you've got to get up early to be at your job. And then, Felix, what about Barbie? This seems to be an incredible success, too. What are the factors at play here with all the Barbie success?
Again, with Barbie, it's not just a movie, right? With Barbie, there are hundreds of marketing tie-ins. Everything, you can't walk out your front door without seeing pink everything these days. And, you know, the Mattel share price is up 25% just in the past month. And what they've done is they've really managed to turn the Barbie movie not only into a billion-dollar movie in and of itself, but also into this just huge ad for toys and for merch and for really just encouraging people to go out and spend money, which right now in the economy is kind of important because we've had all of these rate hikes and the Federal Reserve is trying to slow things down. So that was what we were trying to say in the article, is it's thanks to Barbie and it's thanks to Taylor and probably coming up thanks to Beyonce as well, that the economy is still chugging along.
And Emily and Felix, both with us, who wrote this article called The Economy Runs on Girl Power. Go ahead, Emily.
That's exactly what I was going to say, Ryan. The economy is right now running on girl power.
Yeah, baby.
Everyone is out there spending money. Woohoo!
And why is it that people are willing to spend this maybe rare disposable income right now? Because, you know, you look at the cost of living in certain cities across the country and it's high. What's giving people the freedom to spend?
Well, I think part of it, I mean, we were all cooped up in our houses for a long time. And I think just the allure of going out and doing stuff really hasn't worn off yet, even though it's been a while and we've been able to do things for, you know, a while. I think going out and spending money on experiences is just becoming more and more of a must do. What do you think, Felix?
I just feel like it's so perfect that you're giving away Taylor Swift tickets right now. You know, this is the perfect giveaway that you can do because it's the one thing everyone wants. It's the one thing everyone loves. You can barely put a price on these things. If you try and buy them on the secondary market, they're probably worth $5,000 each, right? And so this is just the perfect consumption good for an era where we basically loaded up on stuff during the pandemic years, and now we want to get out and have a big communal experience surrounded by a whole bunch of other people.
Local spending related to the Eras Tour, you say, could go as high as $4.6 billion.
I believe
that's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? I mean, we know
undercounting, to be honest. I think that's an underestimate.
Well, Emily and Felix, we're going to have you sing right now for Taylor tickets. Whoever can sing the... I don't have enough to give away, but I really appreciated your article, Emily Peck and Felix Salmon. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ryan.
Okay, take good care. Bye-bye. The economy runs on girl power. It's a great article.
That's right, baby.
Dig in, CP. Why is that being screamed at Charlie Puth in the morning?
Yeah.
Dig in, CP, and how might it affect what you hear on Kiss FM? That's better tease.
Ooh, dig in.
All right, first Tanya with your trending report, then my Charlie Puth report.
Okay, I'll make it quick then. For the backstory, if you didn't know, Timothée Chalamet has been rumored to be dating Kylie Jenner for the past few months, and Kylie has been on and off for years with Travis Scott, who she has two kids with. Cut to Travis released his new album Utopia, and there's one song that fans have really laser focused in on because they think it's a diss to Timothée. It's the song Meltdown, and this is the lyric.
Chocolate AP and chocolate the V's. Got the Willy Wonka factory. Burn that athlete like his calories. Find another flame out of me.
So Timothée is playing Willy Wonka in the movie that's coming out in December. So if you hear this track, obviously it's, I don't know if it's a diss track, but he's obviously expressing some form of jealousy. If you were Kylie Jenner, does that turn you on or does that turn you off?
I don't know. I think turns me off.
See, it turns me on.
You were waiting to say that for 12 hours. I mean, I walked you right up to what you wanted to tell us.
No, so I was curious. I didn't know.
Okay, and Sissany?
No, turns me off.
And Tanya?
Turns me on.
Nah.
Like, my guy is out there saying, Willy Wonka factory, you know? And I'm like, yeah, that's right, you want to be with me.
I can't wait for Robbie to release his track.
He's like the least jealous guy ever.
So he's not jealous of your relationship with Charlie Puth at all, huh?
Zero.
Well, speaking of that, Charlie Puth in my feed. So this guy, it's not as like a programmed trading report, but I did think it was interesting. He tries to work out 2 hours a day, says that fuels his creativity when he gets into the studio. But what the guy is doing out there, he's pushing a sled of weight across a tennis court. He's slamming the ball down on the cement in a park.
Mm-hmm.
He's got his trainer yelling at him, you know, go get it, CP, Charlie Puth. Says that sometimes when he's in front of a computer screen for hours and he just stops thinking creatively, he goes out for a 20-minute run and comes back with much more headspace. And I thought that's interesting because it is difficult. I mean, look, it's a kind of difficult because for many people, you can't just take a run. But do you know when you're trying to figure something out and you do go for a walk or you do go for a 10, 15, 20-minute run? Many times you kind of come up with a solution. Like you create headspace to solve a problem.
It's so true.
He says that he creates the best songs after having these really hard workouts. And then, of course, he's got all kinds of photos of him working out. Look at that. Take a look at that one where he's driving the sled. He's in his tank top.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And then he's doing this mobility drill where he's touching his ankle.
Oh, yeah, that's the opposite
world's greatest stretch.
And so I just couldn't get enough. So I just plucked this for you guys today.
Wow.
So articles are Charlie Puth works out to clear his head for creativity.
Hmm.
He hits the gym, then he hits the studio. Ah.
Hits the gym and it hits the studio.
Come on, dig in, CP.
Dang. I like it.
On air.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
Thank you for listening to us this morning. I was just thinking about this. Is there any food, as we prepare for lunch and what's going to be dinner tonight, is there any food that you just won't eat in the heat, like when it's a hot day? For me, we will never do our cheese fondue in the summer. Just don't do it.
Yeah, like a soup, like a hot soup out in the sun. Not really excited
for
that.
Not a hot soup. Like a cold soup. I like a puree soup.
What's that called again?
Gazpacho.
Thank you. I was going to call it something else, and the word wasn't coming to me.
Tanya?
No. I like hot in the hot.
Hot. You like hot food in the heat?
Yeah.
The hot like, tortilla soup?
Well, I drink hot coffee in the heat.
That was fun when we played Sissany. Yeah. All right.
What's wrong with me?
Tomorrow on the show, the morning hack. If you're tossing and turning at night, I cannot believe this, but I tried it, and I'm going to explain it to you and see if it works for you. They say do it. I'll tell you about it. That's tomorrow. Also, Taylor Swift tickets. We'll take out a win after 7 o'clock. Kiss FM. Have a great one. Sissany's got you until 11.
I do.
Thanks for listening to On Air with Ryan Seacrest. Make sure to subscribe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.